News release. CIMCO North MPP Jill Dunlop. The Ontario government is launching new energy efficiency programs, including the Home Renovation Savings Program, to help families and businesses in CIMCO North save money. The programs are part of a new $10.9 billion, 12-year investment in energy efficiency, the largest in Canada's history. These new energy efficiency programs that all CIMCO North residents have access to will lower energy bills, put more megawatts into Ontario's energy grid, and ultimately put more money back into your pockets, said Jill Dunlop, member of Provincial Parliament for CIMCO North. While the previous Liberal government skyrocketed energy prices, our government is taking a different approach that puts affordability at the forefront. The new Home Renovation Savings Program will launch on January 28, 2025, and offer rebates of up to 30% for home energy efficiency renovations and improvements, including new windows, doors, insulation, air sealing, smart thermostats, and heat pumps, as well as rooftop solar panels and battery storage systems for people who want to generate and store energy at home. Later in 2025, the program will expand to include rebates for energy-efficient appliances, including refrigerators and freezers. As the demand for electricity continues to rise, we're giving families and small businesses more ways to save money and energy as we launch the largest energy efficiency program in Canadian history, said Stephen Lecce, Minister of Energy and Electrification. Ontario's new home renovation savings program will put more money back into the residents of CIMCO North, covering up to 30% of the costs on energy efficiency products. We will expand this program again in 2025, including rebates for energy-efficient appliances, to further reduce energy bills and demand on the grid. The government's Affordable Energy Act, which came into force on December 4, 2024, ensures the new home renovation savings program, and other program offerings, will be expanded to homeowners who heat their homes by propane and oil, instead of being restricted to those who heat with electricity, as it was under previous governments. The province is also expanding the popular Peak Perks program with a new program specifically targeted to small businesses, including convenience stores and restaurants. Businesses will receive a financial incentive of $75 upon initial enrollment in the program and $20 per year for each eligible smart thermostat connected to a central air conditioning system or heat pump unit. In addition to the two new energy efficiency programs, the province will continue to support 12 Save on Energy programs, including the highly popular Retrofit program for business, as well as other programs geared to low-income households, businesses, municipalities, institutions, the agricultural sector, industry and on-reserve First Nation communities. By 2036, it is forecasted that this expansion of energy efficiency programs will reduce the province's peak demand by 3,000 megawatts, the equivalent of taking 3 million homes off the grid. The province's $10.9 billion investment is also estimated to result in $23.1 billion in electricity system benefits, thereby saving ratepayers $12.2 billion in electricity system costs by avoiding the build-out of new generation. Expanding energy efficiency programs to save families money is just one way the government is meeting the province's rapidly growing demand for electricity. Ontario's affordable energy future. The pressing case for more power outlines the challenges facing the province as demand for electricity continues to rapidly grow, as well as the government's all-of-the-above approach to meet this demand, including energy planning, developing the province's first integrated energy plan, including all energy resources, including electricity, natural gas, and other fuels to ensure the province's energy needs are met in a coordinated and long-term manner. Nuclear energy, advancing clean, reliable, and affordable nuclear power through pre-development work at Bruce Power on the province's first large-scale nuclear build in 30 years, four small modular reactors at Darlington and supporting OPG's plan for refurbishing the Pickering Nuclear Generation Station. New transmission infrastructure, designating and prioritizing transmission lines in southwestern, northeastern and eastern Ontario that will power job creators, including EV and EV battery manufacturing and clean steel production. Additional competitive procurements. launching the largest competitive procurement of clean energy resources in the province's history, in addition to successfully recontracting existing capacity resources at about a 30% discount.